Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. This is one of those examples where the name of my show, Fritz and Friends, is quite appropriate. Going out on the phone right now to Hillsdale, Michigan, to Ginger Moore. Good evening, Ginger. How are you?
Well, hello, Miss Cheryl. I'm doing great.
Very good. I know you've got my other friend Sue Cervini and Ellie Watkins Caput with you, too.
Yes, I do. They're right next to me.
They're very good. Well, hello to all.
Hello to all.
Very good. Very good. I wanted to get a hold of you tonight, Ginger, A, because I always enjoy talking with you and the girls, but you're with the group called The Unforgettables, and you all have been singing for a very long time, and I wanted to first start with how the group The Unforgettables came together.
How we came together. Well, I was living out in Seattle, and I sang with another trio called Acapelago, and I loved it so much. So when I moved back to Hillsdale, which is where I'm from, I couldn't stand not singing, and so I started a new group. And I already knew Ellie because I went to school with Ellie, and Sue, I didn't know Sue, but we got together and found she could sing, so we started a new group, and it's going great.
And it's an a cappella group.
It is. We do the harmonies, the best songs from the past, from the 40s, 50s, 60s, like the Andrew Sisters.
And that's what I was going to say. How did you figure the niche where you wanted to be? Was this the kind of group you were in Seattle as well?
It is. And part of the reason is with only three voices, you really need a melody to a song. So you can't have all the big, you know, just the wall of sound with guitars and drums. You need a song that really can stand on its own. And that's why the old songs work really well a cappella.
And I have had the pleasure of hearing this group perform a few times, and it's just stunning. And what I think I love about is, A, the enthusiasm, the energy that you bring, the incredible talent that the three of you bring together in blending your voices. But the classics are just always going to be great. I mean, they just always stand on their own.
Oh, they are, and that's what gives us the energy, because they are so much fun. In fact, we were rehearsing today, and we just have the biggest smiles on our face, and we just love every minute of it. It's just so much fun.
Well, I'm not sure who has a bigger smile, you folks or the audience that you perform in front of. You do a lot of performing for all different kinds of events and parties and everything.
We do reunions, corporate events, anniversaries, birthdays, weddings, downtown events like summer concerts. Christmas is a real big one. Veterans Day, Valentine's Day, fundraisers. We even do fairgrounds, Star Spangled Banner for, you know, athletic events. So the list goes on.
It certainly does. You're in demand. And the reason to have you on this evening in particular is Valentine's Day is on Monday, and you're doing something kind of retro, and I think it's something really fun. You're offering up singing Valentine's.
Yes, we are. This is our first time trying singing Valentine's, so we weren't sure what to expect. And we've said that we'd do it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, since Valentine's Day is on Monday. And so far, we've been getting lots of calls, booked a number of Valentines. So we're very pleased with the outcome.
Well, absolutely. I don't suppose I could talk you into singing a Valentine for my producer, Scott, could I?
You could. We'll sing you a little Valentine song that I actually wrote. And it's very 40s sounding, so I hope over the phone you can hear it the way you'd like to see it. Are you ready?
We are ready. Scott's ready. He's smiling.
Happy Valentine, my darling, to you. Happy Valentine, my darling, to you. My heart beats for you. Say you'll always be true. You will always be my special Valentine.
I love that. It definitely came through. I actually think Scott's blushing.
Oh, well, you're our special Valentine, Cheryl, and well, Scott, too.
Well, thank you so much. See, that gives people a taste of what they're in for. I'm loving the whole idea of the singing Valentine. It's going over pretty well, isn't it?
It is. We've had so many people calling and scheduling. We usually do about two songs, and we give them a rose. And we just go around to different places and sing.
Well, and we need to tell folks, maybe not for the Valentine specifically, but for, like you said, the corporate events and parties and so forth. I heard you in a party in a suburb of Chicago, so I know for the right event, you'll certainly travel to do that.
Yes, we will. We have no problem traveling. Like you said, we've been to Chicago. We've been to Pennsylvania and then around other towns in Michigan.
Well, I love it. How often do you get together to rehearse?
We rehearse twice a week,
uh-huh.
And so about 4 hours a week, and that's if we're all in town. You know, in the wintertime after Christmas, sometimes we're all in Florida, so, and we would travel to Florida, too.
So given the right paycheck and the right impetus, you'll travel a long way.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Very good. I love the fact that you write a lot of the songs as well. I've heard a couple of the ones you've written, Ginger, and working together, it must just be a blast.
It is. You know, I know one of the songs you heard was one from our high school.
Do you want to do a little bit of that one? We've got about a minute and a half.
Oh, I don't think we're ready for that one.
How about another, a little bit of a Valentine in a couple of minutes?
That's great. We'll sing you another song. How's that?
Perfect.
Great. Do you want that right now?
Sure.
Okay. Are you ready, girls?
We are.
Okay.
It had to be you, oh yes, it had to be you, it had to be you, ba-bum-bum, ba-bum-bum. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who, ba-bum-bum, ba-bum-bum, could make me be true, oh, could make me be true, could make me be blue, I'm so blue over you. And even be glad just to be sad, thinking of you, just thinking of you. Some others I've seen, but bum 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 bum, might never be mean, but bum bum bum, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do, no, they just wouldn't do, for nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you, had to be you, my Valentine.
I, you know what? You guys just so made my day and my weekend.
Oh, gosh, I'm so happy.
I love that so much. And perfect performers you are, because we're just running out of time. Ginger and Sue and Ellie, I can't thank you enough. Scott's still blushing. And happy Valentine's Day to all of you.
Okay, happy Valentine's Day, Cheryl. You take care.
Thanks so much. I've been talking with Ginger Moore and Sue Cervini and Ellie Watkins-Caput, the Unforgettables. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.